Mark Shepherd, our Fremont Public Schools superintendent. Welcome. This is where it gets really busy for school administrators, isn't it?
Well, it gets really busy for everyone. I think, the spring is always a busy time of the year. This year, it's probably even a little bit busier just from a standpoint of in order to try to accommodate all the construction that's going to finish up this summer. We lengthen summer, which means we shorten this school year. We shorten next school year. So our last day of school will actually be May 10th, and that's coming really fast.
Yeah.
So when you think about, you know, all the things that we do in the spring to finish up the year, we just have so many different activities going on. We have a lot of celebrations going on, and celebrating students' academic success, celebrating their success in the athletic fields and fine arts programs in so many different areas. And so when you kind of truncate that and bring it down to a shorter window to celebrate, then we have a lot of flurry of activity.
Oh man, they're just lined up. Recently you had some student signings, and let's talk a little bit about that.
We did. We historically, I think school districts across the country have always celebrated students that sign with athletic scholarships. And you know, the athletic scholarships are great, and we love to celebrate those with our student athletes and with their families. And their opportunities to go on and continue maybe in a sport that they really enjoy and actually get, you know, some schooling paid for to continue their passion. And several years ago, we started celebrating some of our other students as well.
Yeah.
And so the past several weeks now, we've celebrated students that signed with various universities and colleges to go on and pursue fine arts. We have students that are accessing scholarships for music, for drama and theater. And so on April 4th, we had some fine arts students that signed, three students that were going on to pursue music and theater, both at Midland University and also at University of Nebraska Kearney.
Okay.
Another thing that we started probably about 6 or 7 years ago now is when we have students that sign on with a local industry to continue not only their education, but their careers, many of whom have been working part-time for somebody, or they find out about an opportunity and or a company approaches our industrial tech teachers and or works through Metropolitan Community College, and they identify some students that maybe could help them continue in their endeavors. And so we did have two students this year who signed agreements with local industry. One student signed with Dillon Harley Davidson, and the other one signed with us too here in Fremont.
Yeah.
And so both of these students are getting some schooling paid for. I know the Harley Davidson, it was pretty intriguing listening to maintenance manager at Harley Davidson talk about kind of the program that they have for the student, and the student will start to work at one of their facilities, and then periodically they'll go to Milwaukee and be trained at the factory.
Wow.
Because, you know, he said it used to be that when you worked on motorcycles, you just had to know how to turn a wrench, and today, just like our cars, just like everything that we do, there's a lot more technology involved. And so this is a student that's going to graduate on May 11th. They've already been working at Harley Davidson here at Sid Dillon's, and then they're going to continue that and move forward with their career.
Yeah, and just recently you also had students that signed with Armed Services also.
Yep. So probably I think 4 years ago we started having a ceremony for our students that signed with Armed Services, and so last week we had seven students that signed with the Armed Services. You know, you think about all these different events that we're celebrating. Each one of them are literally life-changing for that student. You know, historically speaking, when a student signed with an athletic scholarship, it kind of changed their trajectory. It gave them focus. It gave them direction. But you think about the direction and focus that both fine arts, the local industry partners signings, and now Also the military signings. Mm-hmm. It gives them focus, gives them direction, literally life-changing. And so we celebrate with the students and their families. You know, these students are committing to protecting us. They're committing to, you know, long-time service. And so we really, really appreciate that. And we recognize that and celebrate with them and their families. Last week, we also had several students that signed to continue athletic and fine arts endeavors. Again, we had a second signing there. Mm-hmm. But this is our last one of the year. We have the athletic signings throughout the year. But we have students that are going to York University. They're going to Nebraska Wesleyan, Calumet College of St. Joseph, Midland University. Just so many different places where they get to continue their passions and pursue their dreams.
Also, this is all great stuff for the kids. And just to celebrate all the different areas of success, it's really makes for a good wrap-up of the season.
Oh, it absolutely does. And we have students that are going to pursue basketball, track, football, swimming, just so many different areas.
Yeah. Along with this, the construction, you talked a little bit about that. We are going to have to say goodbye to some buildings, aren't we?
We are, yeah. And so the principals came to us a couple weeks ago and said, you know, our PTAs are asking questions. Some of our parents and some of our alumni are asking questions. Can they have an opportunity to step foot back in the buildings one last time before we begin the flurry of activity this summer to take a couple of them down? And so we're going to have an event on April 30th. It'll be from 6:30 to 8 p.m. It's just kind of an open house. Allow parents, former students, alumni to come through. And the buildings that will be impacted will be Howard Elementary, Washington Elementary, and Claremar. And then also Linden Elementary, because the 1950s wing of Linden Elementary is going to come down this summer. So anybody that wants to come through is more than welcome to. They'll get an opportunity to take a look at, you know, maybe their former classroom. And or, you know, the gym or the art room or whatever it happens to be. So that'll be on April 30th next week in the evening from 6:30 to 8 p.m.
All right. Yesterday, Senator Walz and I were at Claremar after school for the after school reading program.
Sure.
Mr. Hamilton's class. And he shared with us, you know, we're in this building that's probably going to be demolished here soon. He's like, well, you know, I have a secret hiding place in my room. There's actually I don't know if it's a trap door.
Yeah, it's a door that accesses the steam tunnels.
Right, yeah.
So, you know, those buildings for many, many years were heated by steam. And so around the perimeter of all those buildings that were that same vintage, that same prototype, there's a tunnel that runs along the perimeter of the building under the windows. And then there were, basically unit ventilators that sat there. And they process that steam, and then when the building called for heat, a little valve opened up, and so they got heat. And so that's kind of funny. I can tell you that I remember when I first came to Fremont, we were doing some asbestos removal projects at that time, and we had contractors in those steam tunnels, kind of on like an automotive creeper, where they're laying on their back, and they had to go all the way through those steam tunnels. And they would enter in the boiler room, and then they'd have those hatches opened in the classrooms, and that was really their only daylight. And
wow.
I thought, man, that is not a job I would want. So I did just get a text from Hope Pierce that Linden is not having.
Linden is not.
Next week.
Okay.
But if individuals are interested in going through the 50s wing at Linden, they just need to contact Diane Beninato, the Linden principal. Just call the office, and she'll set up a time for you to come over.
All right, a lot of important dates coming up here, so let's run through some of the things that people need to know about.
All right, so this Sunday at 4 o'clock in the Nell McPherson Theater, we're going to have our FPS Foundation Academic Achievement Awards. I know that Pam Murphy was on the radio show a couple weeks ago talking about that event. Great event, celebrates our seniors and their academic successes, and so that'll be this Sunday at 4 o'clock. Already mentioned Tuesday, the Farewell to the Elementary Buildings events. On Wednesday, we have Elementary Field Day, May 1st at 11:30. And that's a huge event.
That is a big event.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah, 4 o'clock. So we need to get this rain out of our system right now so that we're ready to go for next Wednesday. Then we have some graduations that come up. Friday, May 3rd, we have our young adult program graduation. That's at 1:45 down in the Lenahan building. Thursday, we have a really fun event, the graduation walk. It allows our seniors to go back and go to their elementary buildings, to go to JCAC Middle School. If they're at Bergen or they were at Bergen or Trinity, they get to go back there. And it gives them an opportunity to walk through the buildings with their caps and gowns on.
Awesome.
And, you know, that's an event that Michelle Schleicher brought to us many years ago, one of our reading specialists, and said, hey, this is something I saw on TV, something we may want to consider pursuing. And the students, they're getting ready to do the practice that day anyway. They get their caps and gowns on. We take buses. They go out to their buildings. And the elementary students get to celebrate with them. And it gives the elementary students kind of, here's the target. Here's the goal.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, they get to see.
Yeah, so that's really fun. Then we have our Learning Center graduation. That's May 9th, Thursday at 6 p.m. And that's in our East Meeting Room. And then we have our regular graduation, our high school graduation will be May 11th this year on Saturday. It'll be at 4 p.m. in the Weichert Event Center.
All right. Very good. Well, thank you. I appreciate the update this morning.
Absolutely. And construction just continues.
Keeps on going. Yep. Yeah. With this weather, it's been good.
Yeah.
Mark Shepherd with Fremont Public Schools this morning.